Onasifiwe. Hasn't God been good? Now let's give him a good big hand. Amen. Look at your neighbor. Tell your neighbor you're looking good. Better than yesterday. And tomorrow. This month. You will shine. In Jesus' name. Meta meta. Sparkle sparkle. Shiny shiny. Wear shades. Let's give God another big hand. Amen. Tell your neighbor, this is the fourth month. Isn't it a joy that we're in the fourth month? It's the month of April. We are talking about empowered creativity, enhanced capacity. We want to read Genesis chapter 21. This month we're talking about Sarah. So if you're a Sarah in the house, this is your month. Hallelujah. Capture that because it's going to be an amazing month. The Bible says this about Sarah, Genesis 21. I'm reading from verse 1 to 7. Now the Lord was gracious to who? To Sarah, as he had said. And the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age. At that very time, God had promised. Abraham gave the name Isaac to the son Sarah bore him. When his son Isaac was 8 days old, Abraham circumcised him as God commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Sarah said, God has brought me laughter. This month, you're going to have laughter. Amen. Amen. God has brought me laughter. And everyone who hears about this will laugh not at me. Thank you, Jesus. Will laugh with me. And she added, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age. This is God's word, and God's people say it. Amen. We may be seated in God's presence. For those who are coming in and are visiting with us, just to be able to bring you to speed, this year we are talking about empowered world changers. And seated next to you is an empowered world changer. I'm saying seated next to you is an empowered world changer. They may not look like it, but I'm telling you that seated next to you are empowered world changers. That's what we are talking about this year. That's the theme that God gives to us. And when God gives you a word, God is surely going to make it to come to pass. The month of January, February, and March, we've been talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so the foundation of the year has been built in the 3 months we were talking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. With Abraham, we talked about empowered vision. The Bible says, without a vision, people perish. And so, nothing starts without a vision. And it's important to have a vision. If you don't see it, you won't have it. If you don't see it, you will not get there. And so, vision is key. The month of February, talking about Isaac, we talked about empowered seed. Because a vision releases a seed. A seed gets planted. Bwana asifiwe. And then in Jacob, we talked about empowered what? Empowered thoughts. So remember that. It's not far away. March is just the other day. All right? So empowered thought. So remember, we see, we saw, hallelujah, and then we release the thought that brings about creativity. So we need to connect these months so that they are not disconnected. And all these things are talking about you. You are the empowered world changer. You need to have a vision. You need to plant yourself in the world. You need to have these amazing creative thoughts. And then you need to be able to be creative and allow God to use you in amazing ways. Sarah, the Bible says, when you start the history of Sarah, it is interesting because the Bible says this in Genesis chapter 11, verse 30, a very interesting statement that sometimes can limit you and cause you not to function the rest of your life. This is what the Bible says about Sarah in the introduction of her life. Now Sarai was what? Childless, because she was not able to conceive. Now let me read it in the New King James Version. The Bible says this. New King James. But Sarai was what? Barren. She had no child. Now that statement, you can think it is the will of God. But I'm telling you, when God created us at the beginning of life, this is what the Bible says. So let me take you to Genesis 1:28. When God had created Adam and Eve, this is what God spoke into humanity. And that is what stands. Whatever he said first stands. The Bible says, then God did what? Blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. So that was the preamble. Tell your neighbor, that's the preamble. So that was spoken first. God said, and God blessed them, and God said, be fruitful. Many years later, the Bible says about Sarah, but Sarah was barren. She could not conceive. She could not be productive. God here says, you will be productive. Circumstances say, you are barren. God declares, you shall be fruitful, you shall be productive, you shall subdue, you shall have dominion. Situations and circumstances and things on the ground tell you that you are barren. What do you believe? What do you stand on? If you are seeking the will of God, do you say, because I was born this way, I will not be productive and God cannot change the situation? Let me tell you this, it is important for you to know what God says and not explain God through your circumstances and situations, because God is revealed by his word. Amen? By what? His word. Listen to this verse. There's a verse in Deuteronomy. The Bible says this, Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 14. And God is speaking this because you need to get to know God's word, because I'm telling you, this month, you're going to be productive. I'm saying you're going to be productive. The Bible says you will be blessed more than any other people. No one of your men or women will be what? Childless, nor will any of your livestock be without young. Now let me read this again in the New King James Version, because it uses the word barren. You shall be blessed above all people. There shall not be a male or female barren among you or among your livestock. In other words, God is saying you shall be productive. Now look at the next verse. He says, and the Lord will take away what? From you all sickness, and will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt. Now God has a good plan for you. Tell your neighbor, God has a good plan for you. So as I'm introducing this story about Sarah, I want to show you that sometimes we limit ourselves through the situations and circumstances of our lives. And the devil is a liar. I'm saying the devil is a liar. And let me tell you this, Pastor Simon, The devil did not just lock it on Sarah. It didn't just happen to Sarah. It happened to Rebecca, and it happened to Rachel. And sometimes God, the devil can enter into your generation and lock you up and say, because it was this here, it has been like this there, it will continue to be like this on this side. What you don't realize is this. God says, behold, I'm doing a new thing. So Sarah was barren. Let me show you about Rebecca. The Bible says this about Rebecca. Genesis 25 verse 21. It says this. Now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was what? Barren. And the Lord granted his plea. And Rebecca, his wife, did what? Conceived. And by the way, you need to know even the years, because for Sarah conceived when she was around 90. Then Isaac got married to who? To Rebecca. And when Isaac and Rebecca got married, Isaac was 40 years. Tell your neighbor, life begins at 40. Isaac was 40 years. By the time you see this verse, when Isaac was now praying, 20 years had passed. Isaac was 60. And Isaac pleaded and said, God, this cannot go on. Why? Because in Genesis 1:28, you said, and God blessed them, and God said, be fruitful and multiply. And God, though this, I saw this in my mother, God, I want you to shift and change the situation. So let me read that verse again. The Bible says this, verse 21, because you are going to have a miracle this month. Amen. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, about Isaac. Genesis 25:21, very quickly. Now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife. And that's why, husbands, it is important sometimes you need to pray. Prayers are not just for women. Tell your neighbor, amen. Amen. Look at a man next to you and tell that man, you better be praying. Amen. Now look at them again and tell them nicely, you better be praying. If you're a wife and you're talking to your husband, be humble. Just tell him, you need to be praying. It helps for husbands to pray. It is not a weakness to pray. It is strength when you do what? When you pray. Now, Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord granted his plea. And Rebecca, his wife, did what? Conceived. Her womb opened up. When we talk about enhanced capacity, capacity is the womb. And God is saying, I'm going to enhance your womb. I'm going to enhance it. I'm going to breathe into it, and it's going to become alive. Now, if you're a man and you're saying, I don't have a womb, don't worry, because wombs are not just that physical womb. The Bible says that the womb is your imagination, the part in your life where you imagine things. That's where creation happens. That's where things happen, your imagination. God opens and releases ideas. Now, for Rachel, this is what the Bible says about Rachel, because I'm talking about this generation thing. Genesis 29, verse 31, the Bible says this, because it happened to Rachel. It says, when the Lord saw that Leah was unloved, he opened her womb, but Rachel was what? Barren. So you have Sarah barren, Rebecca barren, Rachel barren, and you can think, because it has happened so much, that's the will of God. Your business has not worked. Your father tried business, he failed. Your grandfather tried, he failed. Your father tried, he failed. Now you're trying and you're saying, but because it happened there and here, it is my fate. Let me tell you this, there's nothing like fate. God is still on his throne. He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above what you ask or imagine. God can shift a situation. God can release a new thing in your life. And so as we talk about creativity, I want you to know that God is a creator. I want you to know that God is a creator. And the word creation is very interesting, because when God created, you know, the good thing is that this, first of all, look at your neighbor, because your neighbor is a creation. Tell your neighbor, you look like a creation. Okay? And whose creation is that person you're talking to? That's God's creation. And I want you to see two dimensions in creation. Because the Bible says God created and then God formed. There's the creating and there's the forming. The creating is an imagination. You create with your mind. And when that idea comes, you begin to shape it and you begin to form it. Hallelujah. Now the pictures that are up here, every Sunday when you look at them, remember creation. One is talking about a baby. When a baby is conceived and the mother begins to bring forth that child is in the womb, who creates that child? Is the mother involved? Maybe I need to say it another way. Does the mother walk around, you know, when the katami is going up and the mother is walking around and hearing those kicks? Is the mother involved in the creation of that baby? The Bible says God knit us in our mother's womb in secret. He made and formed us. And sometimes it is totally out of your control. The next picture is about a potter shaping and creating. And that is why it is important when we talk about creativity. There's one part that only God can fashion. The other part, God has to use you to make it happen. You better give God a big hand. And so, today I'm introducing this subject because I do not want you this month to run on a tangent on creativity. We'll start all kinds of things about creativity. I'm talking about God touching your life in a new way this month. Where there was no job, a job can come out. Where there were no qualifications and there was nothing you could do, God can rework things out. God makes successes out of failures. You may have fallen 7 times. Thank you, Jesus. But you rise again. Because at the end of the day, God has the last word. Bonus if you are. I want to remind this church and the leaders of this church that Parklands Baptist Church does not belong to you. You may have lived here for some time and you possessed this church and now it is yours. You're forming it and shaping it. This church is a creation of God. Hallelujah. But God has brought you into place so that together you can work it out. And form it to become what he thought about it before you showed up on this planet. That is why for some things in my life as a pastor, when I gave Parklands Baptist Church to God and I said, God, I cannot handle this church anymore, I'm returning it to you. It was 2006. And I was in the U.S. in Los Angeles, California, when God spoke to me and he said, Ambrose, give Parklands Baptist back to me. And I gave Parklands Baptist back to God. And I said, God, you shape it. You form it. Use us the way you can use us. But God, this is your baby. This is your church. And what you see today, and God having brought you into this place, is because God says, let us be co-creators. And make this church to be what it needs to be to the glory of God. But remember this, it is still my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Bonus if you will. So don't carry this church as a burden and say, oh God, ikianguka huku, what will I do? It will not fall. Ambrose, there or not there, God will still cause this church to go from one degree of glory to another. This church has become very productive. God has used this church to touch lives. Those of you who are watching us online, God has made this happen in ways we cannot imagine. But I want you to know that because God is still going to do amazing things in the days to come. But there are times, now, away from the church, in your life, you may feel like Sarah, barren. Rebecca, barren. Rachel, barren. You've tried all these things, all kinds of things, but nothing seems to happen in your life. But let me tell you this. Let me read this passage, because I'm about to give you the 3 points in succession. Genesis, the verses we read earlier, Genesis 21, verse 1. And Pastor Simon, I'm glad that you are able to put it in the pastor's word. Genesis 21, our minds were together. But let me read this in the New King James Version. It says this, and the Lord visited Sarah. Now that's the point. That's the first point. So tell your neighbor, that's the first point. Tell your neighbor, everything else he said was introduction. So this is the first point. And sometimes, you know, in preaching, sometimes we need an entire 2 hours to make some things happen. But I'm going to summarize it for you. And then during the week, I want you to meditate. Go to the theme vision book. Read the declarations. Begin to read about Sarah. Let me tell you this. Something amazing will begin to happen. He says, and the Lord visited Sarah. So the first point is the visit. Tell your neighbor, the visit. Amen? That's the first point. The second point, so that you'll remember my points, is the conception. Tell your neighbor, the conception. All right? The third point is the celebration. Tell your neighbor, the celebration. So the first point, the second point, the third one, Pastor Simon, this month, God is going to visit us. God is going to visit you in your barrenness, in your limitation, in your lack, and where things don't work. God will decide and choose to visit you. Why? Because God had already spoken about Sarah, but now God needed to make a visit. Let me read this verse for you concerning Sarah. In Genesis chapter 17, verse 15, when Abraham was the first one to laugh at the idea that he was going to have a child. So it was not Sarah who started laughing. Who started laughing? Abraham. He laughed with unbelief. He said, hey, my. And let me tell you this, there are miracles that are going to come your way. Right now, if somebody told you, you'd laugh the same way. Yeah. But listen to what God said. Then God said to Abraham, as for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but who? Sarah shall be her name. And the Bible says this, and I will bless her and also give you a son by her. Then I will bless her and she shall be a mother of nations, and kings of peoples shall be from her. Now listen to Abraham. This is what happened to Abraham. What happened? Now he did not laugh standing. What happened? Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? And shall Sarah hear you? Who is old? Do what? There are some people who will not believe what God is about to do in your life. They will not imagine that it can happen. But when God says it, who can stop it? No one can stop it. Now that's where Abraham started laughing. That's the laughter. Sarah laughed in chapter 18. And then in chapter 21, God said, all these people, the things you have been laughing about, I'm about to cause you now to laugh in a nice way. And God did what? Visited. May there be a visitation in your life. Amen. May there be a visitation in your life. This week, like Pastor Simon is saying, in the next 7 days, may God just visit you. Because God visited and said, I now want to do what I said. Because the Bible says, for the time to favor her has come. The set time is now. I cannot wait to see what God will do in this month of April. You may have been fooled yesterday, but I want to tell you this in Jesus' name. That God is about to do a new thing. A new thing. I want you to be able to believe it. This same thing of unbelief happened to Mary. Go to the book of Luke chapter 1, very quickly, because I want to give you the other 2 points. Luke chapter 1, the angel visits Mary and they have a conversation. Luke chapter 1, around verse 30, the Bible says this, very quickly. It says this, Luke 1:30. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I do not know a man? Now for her, it was the other way around. She was a virgin. Verse 35, and the angels answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will do what? Will come upon you, and the power of the Most High, of the Highest, will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. And then the Bible says, now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. Then he says, verse 37, for with God nothing will be impossible. Then verse 38, that's where now this lady connected. And she said, then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to my neighbor. Let it be according, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Let me tell you this. God has come this morning to deposit something in your life. We've been having empowered thoughts. But God is about to cause those empowered thoughts to become a reality. I cannot wait to see what God is going to do. So may God release a creative word in your life. But let me give you the other two, because these are just summaries. Next Sunday we'll pick it from there. The conception. Tell your neighbor the conception. Genesis 21 verse 2 to 4. Let me read those verses very quickly. The conception. The word became. All right? The word became. It says this. For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken. Hallelujah. Go to the next verse. And Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac. Because he remembered the time he laughed. Then Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 years old, as God had commanded him. Now I want to connect this verse with another verse. Hebrews 11:11. So let me go there. So remind your neighbor, tell your neighbor, Hebrews 11:11. It says this, by faith, what happened? Sarah herself. So Sarah also needed to have faith. All right? God needed to do something. Sarah needed to have faith. By faith, Sarah herself also received what? That's why we call it empowered creativity. Enhanced capacity. She had to step in and believe and have faith and said, if God said it, I believe it. If he declared it, I receive it. I take it to be my portion. I will be a mother of nations. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed. And she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had done what? Who had promised. Now, if you connect these two verses, Genesis 11:30 and Genesis 11:11, Hebrews 11:11, I'm telling you, something begins to ignite. That project is no longer an impossibility. Genesis, let me go to those two verses. Then I pray here. It says this, because somebody is about to be released from their captivity. But Sarai was barren, she had no children. Fast forward it to Hebrews 11:11. She believed. She had faith. And God gave her strength to do what? To conceive. And she had a child because she judged him faithful who had promised. There are things we have believed for Parkey for many years, and God is going to make them happen. There are things that you have believed God for so many years, and you have judged God faithful, and because he said it and because he promised it, he's about to make it happen. Hallelujah. Just hold here. Just imagine it is your womb. I'm talking to men also. Now, men, your womb is not here. Your womb is in here. Thank you, Jesus. Or is it in your wallet? Anyway, all of us, just here. Because, and just say this now by faith. I receive strength to conceive. Because I have judged God faithful to keep his promise and to make it happen for me starting now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if that's what has happened, now I want you to testify and tell your neighbor this: I am pregnant. Just tell them. I'm talking to men. Don't be embarrassed. Just. you know, when we stand here, we have authority to make you say anything. But we always want you to say the right thing. Because I'm telling you, there's a lady who was giving me a testimony the other day. And she said she was online. I think that's what she said. And there was one time I was preaching and I said, you know, there's a lady watching us online. And I want you to know that you're pregnant. Just go test yourself. You find you're pregnant. And this lady, she had been wanting a child. And she said, Pastor Ambrose is talking to the people who are present, who are physically there. So she didn't take that word seriously. So after some time, she said, hey, by the way, I need to go check. But she didn't want to go to the doctor. So she went and bought this kit. Tell your neighbor, there are kits. So she went and bought a kit, tested herself, and voila, she was pregnant. She came to my office a few days ago, and that baby was born. That baby is running around because she considered him faithful who had promised. And I may be talking to somebody now. Now I'm not talking about just the pregnancy of children. I'm talking about the pregnancy of good ideas, creative ideas that God is bringing your way. I want you to receive that blessing. I want you to receive that blessing. I want you to receive that healing. I want you to receive that breakthrough. Because God is about to do a new thing in your life. So one more time, testify to your neighbor what I told you earlier. Thank you, Jesus. Now, give God a big hand and tell him thank you. Amen. Now, let me give you the last point when you're standing up. So, stand up. Are you prepared for this month?
Yes.
I'm telling you, it's an exciting month in Jesus' name. Because the last point is about the celebration. And this is the celebration. Genesis 21, 6 and 7. And you must have a celebration. Tell your neighbor, I will have a celebration.
I will have a celebration.
Tell your neighbor, my celebration is coming.
My celebration is coming.
Amen?
Amen?
You know, Kenya is going through some struggles and challenges. And sometimes when I see this happening, Pastor Simon, they remind me of a woman who is beginning to experience birth pains and birth pangs. Something is about to be born. Something is about to be born. Something of God. It's not of man, but it's of who? Of God. For this nation of this nation of Kenya. This is God's nation. This is God's nation. I'm saying this is God's nation. Look at this verse. The Bible says, and Sarah said, God has made me laugh. And all who hear will do what? Laugh with me. This is not a month of sorrow. This is not a month of depression. This is not a month for you to look down. This is a month for you to look up. She also said, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Not just a child. Nurse children. For I have borne him a son in his old age. That part, old age, simply means this. It's not over until God says, and for you, it is not over. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not over. Your team might be lagging behind currently. Thank you, Jesus. But when you know that you never walk alone, things can change. Dr. Cowper and Deborah, may the Lord cause you to laugh in this season of your life. I'm talking to you right now and say, may you laugh. May you laugh. Psalms 126 verse 1, as I pray, share pastors and deacons both, laugh. This month is going to be a great month. This year is going to be a great year. Paki is going to places. Amen? Amen? When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Keep going. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. And then we said, the Lord has done great things for us. And we are what?
Glad.
We are glad. This is our portion.
Amen.
Now give God a big hand and tell him, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The visit, the conception, the celebration. God speaks, his word becomes, and it becomes manifested. May God's word come to you. May God visit you.
Amen.
May God visit you at your workplace.
Amen.
May God visit you in your business.
Amen.
May God visit you in your relationships.
Amen.
May God visit you on that social platform.
Amen.
May God visit you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And when he visits you, may his word be conceived in your womb. Tell your neighbor, I'm pregnant. In fact, you need to change your walking style. When people get pregnant, they just change their walking style. Something good is happening to you. And so when we walk out today and go to your parking lot, walk differently. This week, walk differently. Some of you may not be going into a car. Some of you may just be walking, but your car is on the way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Your car is on the way. Amen. Maybe some of you, your number plate is still KAX. Thank you, Jesus. But it's about to shift. It's about to change. God loves doing good things. May he do it for you. Are you ready for the blessing? Shall we pray? Father, we thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. You are a good God. And dear Lord, this month as we talk about empowered creativity, talking about the life of Sarah, my God, I pray in the name of Jesus, in this service, may we experience the visit. And as we experience the visit, it doesn't matter how barren we are, it doesn't matter how unproductive we are, that visit will cause a shift because we shall conceive. And when we conceive, oh God, we shall bring that conception to term. And then the day will come when we bring forth and there shall be a celebration. And we shall laugh again. We shall have laughter from not just in our mouth, but coming from our heart. We shall celebrate the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So Father, as your people are released this morning, I command your blessing and your favor in their life. Dear Lord, I pray for anyone here who has not given their life to Christ. Their mind has been barren. They have not had faith to believe. But this morning, they are believing. This morning, they are saying, Pastor Ambrose, I receive your word. And dear Lord, I pray that something will change in their lives. They shall walk with Jesus starting this morning. to the glory of God. Now lift up your hands to me as I bless you and as we just thank God for his goodness to us. And now may God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who caused Sarah to conceive, may this God who I pray to now, may the Lord bless you.
Amen.
May the Lord make his face to shine upon you.
Amen.
May the Lord be gracious to you.
Amen.
May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you when you come in.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you when you go out.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you when you sit down.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you when you rise up.
Amen.
I declare to you that your Monday is blessed.
Amen.
Your Tuesday is blessed.
Amen.
Your Wednesday is blessed.
Amen.
Your Thursday is blessed.
Amen.
Your Friday is blessed.
Amen.
Your Saturday is blessed.
Amen.
Sunday, you're coming back with a testimony.
Amen.
To the glory of Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. Thank you, Holy Father. And so may the Lord keep you, and may the Lord watch over you. In the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, and God's people say,
Amen.
Come on, let's give God a big hand. Amen. Amen. Are you glad you came?
Yes.
Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, surely goodness,
surely
goodness and mercy
shall follow you
all the days of your life. And you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. And there's nothing the devil can do about it. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Shalom.